A longtime restaurant in downtown Colorado Springs is remodeling its venue space into a new specialty grocery store. The Urban Grocer is set to open soon. KRCC's Kendra Carr got a sneak peek of the space with owner James Africano and brought back this report.
As you walk in, on your left-hand side, this will be the area where all of the fun things are happening.
The 130-year-old brick building on the western edge of downtown started as a railroad storage warehouse and has been a part of Africano's life for nearly 30 years.
My wife and I are in the building pretty much all the time, and we spend as much or more time here as we do at home. This is our living room and our dining room, and we welcome people to it every night.
The pandemic made operating a restaurant challenging, but it also brought the inspiration to sell groceries.
Things were loosened up a little bit and we were able to sell raw ingredients. And I thought, this is a really great idea. What a cool thing.
After some consideration, he decided to renovate the venue space, and he sees a need for a downtown grocery store.
I believe 1962 is when the last grocery store closed. 65 years ago almost. The Hillside neighborhood really hasn't had a grocery store in it for about the same amount of time. Elmer's, I think, was the last one.
Along the west wall is the butcher, deli, and seafood case, and the bakery.
Our goal is at 4 p.m. to put out fresh baked baguettes every day. I'm hoping I have to bake 60 of them. That would be amazing. But to start with, we'll probably do a dozen every day and see how they go.
Next to the bakery is a checkout till and a door that will eventually open onto Sawatch Street.
And then past the west door, we'll have a grab-and-go drink fridge, and then some of the kind of center-of-the-store stuff, they call it. So that's all of your pantry items, that type of thing, from marshmallows to cornstarch and chocolate to vinegar, all of the things.
As a chef, Africano says he's passionate about the types of food he's stocking in his grocery store.
There are some things that you just can't compromise on. It has to be this particular ingredient, it needs to be this, or it just isn't the quality that I want to serve. So with the store, there will be a lot of really neat things over there, a lot of specialty chocolates and vinegars and oils.
But he also wants to stock familiar favorites you might see in any grocery store.
And then we have a huge walk-in at the back that will be filled with beer, wine, and some dairy products. And then we'll come around and kind of start on the east side. There's a wall over here that will have built-in wine racks, so that'll be your red wine and that type of thing. And then the demonstration station is next.
That's where cooks or vendors will give away samples or show how to process meats like fish or chicken, and make pasta with a flashing light showing when it's fresh.
We're making pasta right now. Come in and get it. I just don't know how much we want people slamming on their brakes on Cimarron at 40 miles an hour to turn in for fresh pasta.
But the foods they offer in the grocery store will be different from the types of meals you would order at the attached warehouse restaurant.
So meatloaf and mashed potatoes, braised short ribs with vegetables, beef stroganoff and curried chicken bowls and those types of things, where again, we are putting all of the same care into the food, but we're able to do it with less expensive ingredients that are not elk and lobster and shrimp and quail and the things that the restaurant is known for.
But they'll still offer specialty meats.
Yak and rabbit will be available in the store, along with elk and beef and pork. The butcher case will be pretty dynamic.
He plans on having a cheese case in the middle of the store, featuring all kinds of charcuterie items and their homemade bread. Africano's enthusiasm for the task at hand is palpable. He says renovating the events venue into a grocery store is also about revitalizing the local community.
It allows us to employ people and provide livelihood for about 20 people in the restaurant. And we'll have another 20 or 30 employees, both full and part-time, in the grocery store. And that is, you know, our goal. It seems kind of la-la or touchy-feely, but really we don't need a lot, and being able to provide for the folks that work for us and also the community at large and doing different things is super important, and it's one of the things that drives us.
Africano expects Urban Grocer to open this Saturday, July 18th. Kendra Carr, KRCC News.